Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hi, I was just calling to see. I don't recognize the charge that's on my account.
Okay, I'm more than happy to help you with that today, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
50644.
Okay, what's your first and last name, please?
Angela Slice. It says on here, essential trend and something. What?
Go ahead, ma'am. I'm listening.
Can you tell me what this company is?
With that being said, ma'am, we are a third-party call center that assists with over 100 different products. How much did you charge for today?
$59.89.
Okay.
And it just says essential trends. And something.
Okay. And you did say your zip code is 50644.
Yep.
Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you. You said it could possibly be on an Angie?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Do you go by the other name, ma'am?
No, not really.
What's your last name?
Angela Slice.
Angela Life?
Life.
Slice with an S?
Yep.
So is your first name spelled L-A-I-N?
L-A-I-N is my husband's name.
Okay, it's under his name. That's why I couldn't find Angela.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify the mailing address, please?
303 8th Avenue, Southwest. Independence, Iowa.
Okay. Thank you so much for verifying information. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you. With that being said, ma'am, do your husband remember paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes to win a drill?
For a what?
A drill.
A drill? Do you pay one or does he pay? You're asking, has he paid one or $2 to win a drill?
And what has he paid for a sweepstakes $1 or $2 entry to win a drill?
No.
For a sweepstakes?
No, he has not.
Okay, ma'am. With that being said, ma'am, give me one moment, please.
Okay. That's under your name for essential.
Again?
Yeah.
Where?
That's just a $69 charge.
From when?
April 13th.
I've been to Alaska. So I just got my new card.
Okay, with that being said, ma'am, just to get you a little information on what how it was charged, ma'am, he could possibly have done a server online for sweepstakes, basically to pay $1 or $2 for this a drill to win it, ma'am. But that payment for that sweepstakes enrolled him to one of our meal planning apps. So that's why he got charged that $59.89. It basically helps you create meals based on how many calories you want to consume a day.
For a meal plan app?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we don't remember doing this.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. One moment, please.
And it's overdrawing my account.
Taken out.
Yeah.
One moment, please, ma'am.
Okay. For a meal plan.
Okay, ma'am. I'm going to have to connect you to the fraud team, ma'am. I just want to make sure he didn't do the charges or anything or enter into a sweepstakes because we do take fraud very seriously in our company, ma'am. Whoever we find out they're charging, ma'am, will be prosecuted in the court of law.
Yeah, we're not aware that we entered something on for sweepstakes or anything.
Yes, ma'am, for a drill?
No.
Okay, no problem.
Not for a drill.
Yep.
He's got all the tools he needs and he doesn't use them now. He's retired.
Give me one moment, please. I'm still waiting on the fraud team, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this out of Ohio?
No, I'm in California.
Is the charge place out of Ohio?
California.
Because he just had a fraud on his card, and the bank shut his charge card down.
Mm-hmm.
From a place in Ohio.
No, ma'am. This is from California. I do apologize.
Okay.
Did I win the drill?
My husband said, did he win the drill?
It was basically for a sweepstakes to possibly win the drill.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. We don't even send the sweepstakes in when they come in the mail. So how would this have happened? You had to actually enter the information, or just scrolling up on your phone, you might have hit it and it happened.
I'm sorry?
So how this charge would occur, did you have to enter information for the sweepstakes thing, or did you just enter it by scrolling up on your phone?
Well, you had to physically enter in the card number, the expiration date, and the CVV number.
Yeah, then it wasn't us. His card's been down since last time he had fraud on it.
Okay, ma'am. I have got a hold of the fraud team, ma'am. I'm connecting you now. I just want to thank you so much for calling customer support. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you so much. And one moment, please, while I transfer you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.